Last night, the newly elected Thorold City Council was sworn in during an official ceremony held at John Michael's banquet in Thorold South. "It's going to be an exciting 4 years ahead for the city of Thorold," said Mayor Terry Ugolini, in a speech. "It's our time. Let's move forward together." The ceremony featured a bagpipe player from the Niagara Regional Police Pipers and Drums, air cadets from the 128th Squadron Thorold Flying Dragons, and the town crier Tony Vandermaas. City Clerk Matthew Trenum led the proceedings as the newly elected officials took the oath of office. Mayor Ugolini gave a speech in which he highlighted the accomplishments of the previous city council, such as the downtown revitalization and the economic growth in Thorold. According to Mayor Ugolini, "Thorold is well positioned to lead Niagara out of the pandemic and any other economic uncertainty that lies ahead. There's no room for pessimism and negativity as they serve no productive purpose," he told the gathered crowd. "We must strive to seek solutions that result in positive outcomes and move the city forward, be visionary and take up any challenge that confronts us." After the ceremony, the councillors shared their excitement for the new term with Thorold Today. "It's always nice to turn over a new leaf," Councillor Carmen Darris said. "I'm hoping to contribute a bit more ideas and guidance and leadership. I got in originally to help people and I'm going to continue doing that." As the only woman on City Council, Councillor Nella Decker told Thorold Today that she wants to make sure her voice gets heard. "I think we need to be a little bit more vocal as women," she said. "We can't let people push us around or bully us because that tends to happen sometimes. Being the only woman, I'm not going to take no crap from any of the guys." Councillor Jim Handley said it was good to be there for another 4 years, and Councillor Anthony Longo likened the evening to the start of a new school year. "We got some new councillors and probably some new ideas we need to hear," he said. "Every term is a fresh start. This will be the first term for Councillor Tim O'Hare and Councillor Mike Didivides. The last council did a lot of great things and I just want to keep it going," Councillor Mike Didivides told Thorold Today. "I'm very happy that the people chose me." Councillor Tim O'Hare is equally excited for his first term. "I'm looking forward to a very exciting 4 years for Thorold," he said. "I think we have a great group of councillors. I really think that we're going to be achieving a lot of wonderful work." Councillor Henry D'Angela, who got the most votes out of all councillors, shared his excitement about being back on Thorold City Council. "Now the job begins, serving the citizens of Thorold, which has always been one of my priorities," he told Thorold Today. "Trying to help as many people as possible and also make sure our city grows in a reasonable, fashionable way and making sure the amenities are there for citizens." Unfortunately, Councillor Kenson Tonce could not make it out to the ceremony, but he was sworn in last week in a private ceremony at City Hall. Mayor Ugolini, for his part, said that he is counting down the days until the first official council meeting. "It's always exciting when you start a new council term and I think we got a good mix on council," he told Thorold Today. "I look forward to getting down to business." The first city council meeting of the new term will take place on December 6.